Well, the heat wave that hit the Northwest is expected to linger a little bit through the weekend, keeping temperatures just above 100 degrees in Boise and in the 80s in Seattle, close to the 90s in Portland, and about the upper 90s in the Tri-Cities. In this normally temperate region, you may not have air conditioning. Jessica Robinson went in search of alternative cooling techniques, and the answers to that age-old question, is it better to point the fan out the window or into the room?
There's that old saying that necessity is the mother of invention. That's pretty much how Jamie Burton of Spokane came up with what she calls homemade AC.
Okay, so I get a bowl out.
Next, she adds ice cubes, put the bowl behind an electric fan, drape a dish towel over both, and voila, her own personal respite from the triple-digit heat.
It's not super cold, but it's better than nothing.
It's not exactly the technique David Hales would recommend. Hales is a building systems specialist with the Washington State University Extension's Energy Program. Hales argues a better plan is to try to keep the hot air out in the first place.
You need to close the windows during the day, shade the windows, keep the house buttoned up as tight as possible.
And then throw open the windows when it cools down at night. Hales also has this list of daytime don'ts: don't do laundry, don't run the dishwasher, and definitely don't bake pies. But in the end,
if your expectation is constant comfort with plus or minus 2 or 3 degrees, it's going to take mechanical cooling, air conditioner, to do that.
And as for whether you should turn the fan out the window to blow warm air out of the house or into the room to blow cold air into the house, Hill says it doesn't actually make a difference. But, he adds, with an inward-pointing fan, you at least get to feel the air moving. I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.